So I just went back to work. I went to work on the what they call the cooler gang, and we were putting, it got so hot in the Stewart mine on the 4,000 foot level. That's the lowest level at that time, you know, and it was something like every 100 feet raised 1 degree Fahrenheit. Huh? So hot they couldn't work. And then they bring, what they do is bring up these big coolers up on surface and drop the water, something like a water cooler, and then take that fluid and go down and put it in this big radiators, like, and blow that out to cool down the thing. So I got on that, and that was a graveyard job, 12 o'clock till 8, you know, because they, the other shifts in that were gone pretty well there, and it, the pipe was extremely heavy. It had a heavy big, you know, because of the pressures that, that had it had handled. So I worked there. I guess I just, well, an offer came or something. I could work for Parsons Jordan, who was building the concentrator in Butte at that time. Well, it was 61. I guess that's the year I graduated. And so I went to work for Parsons Jordan as a inspector of bringing the big line in from Silver Lake, Georgetown, into Butte for the concentrator. The concentrator wasn't in Butte at that time. They put in a crusher and a concentrator. So I went to work for that. But I'd been working all the summers, and whenever from 54 till, you know, 60, 71 or so in the mines. So they knew me, and I had a degree. And so the engineering department came down and said, hey, we want you to go work for us. And I said, well, I promised Parsons I'd stay on the job. And they said, well, they're doing it for Anaconda. I don't worry about it. So guess what? I went to work for Anaconda Company after all that time. And I was an engineer. Engineering, there wasn't that much engineering. You did measuring of the contracts. So the contract miner, he got paid so much for a cubic yard of ore or timber or rails and all that. So we had to go down and measure all that. And then we put it in what they called the stope books up on the surface. Yeah, you probably, the big stope books, huh? And we did that. But there wasn't that much. The guy that was heading this up was a sharp guy, but he'd been there 20 years or so in the same job, and I thought, I don't see myself wanting to do this forever. So they used to, every year, Anaconda, they had the research department, the ventilation department, the mining, and the engineering. And they, if you wanted to go in some other one, you could go interview and get a job. So Vic O'Leary was the guy that's heading up Butte. And he came to Butte. He's a big guy and tough. And the reason he came to Butte was because of mines had football teams in that. Huh? And that's how he came to Butte. So I went and interviewed Vic O'Leary, and ended up going boss and underground, shift boss.